little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
All right, we're here live at CES, or at least semi-live and semi-alive. This is the last day here at CES. We're here with Justin and with Livio here. Gonna give you a, just talk about the show, talk about Livio's new in-dash app systems they're working on for the cars.
Yeah, so this year at CES, our booth is really about, I guess, a message of bringing a standard for device connectivity into the vehicle. To do that, we demonstrate with our Livio Car Radio concept, which is a software platform written on Android. We bring devices like radar and Nest home thermostat control into the vehicle. So you can do things like when you're on your way home, navigating home, it'll alert your Nest that you're on your way home with an estimated time of arrival and change your temperature for you and things like that. Basically, we are pushing a standard that's called Smart Device Link. It's a brand that was created by Ford as a branch of AppLink. And we are going to be taking that and developing that technology for device connectivity. And we're going to be pushing some of the services that we've created with the Livio Car Radio concept into that platform.
It's a very, sounds like a very challenging field to get going on, quite honestly, but it does sound like it's a very promising field as well.
Yeah, definitely. So one of the biggest challenges is that we're working with multiple tier one suppliers, so the people who actually supply the hardware to the OEM manufacturers. To get them all on board with a single standard is a very, very hard challenge for us. And then on top of that, we've got a software platform that we need to work with a lot of different hardware platforms for each of the tier one suppliers. So it's a very big engineering challenge. It's a big political challenge as well.
Make everything a lot easier if it all goes smoothly, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Standardization, it's all...
Yep, it never goes smoothly, but we tend to get it done at Livio, for sure.
It can be done. I still remember how many years ago, where almost every cell phone had a different charger.
Well, yep.
Yeah.
Now it's almost all my.
Now there's only two.
There's only two. So it's like, obviously it can be done.
Yep, yeah, definitely. And that's what we're doing. So same way you've got USB, we want a standard for device connectivity in your vehicle. And that really allows the OEMs to compete on something more than how they get the content into the vehicle. They can focus more on the user interface and things that the drive actually differentiates the vehicle for the driver.
Something like the, instead of focusing all their time on, you have to use my software or my OS, you can actually focus on the car does this. We already have the software there for it. All we got to do is just put that shell on top of it.
We've seen other car manufacturers in the past, like currently like Kia, where they have their own actual app system they have built into their cars that they're trying to push out. We haven't really seen how those work too well yet. But.
Right. So one of the things that's actually really good about a standard, I guess so far we've talked about the OEMs all using the same standard for getting app connectivity, but there's a huge benefit for the application developer. So when the application developer wants to be compatible with DeLorean, they're going to have to do a software. They're going to have to do a software integration with that car company, and then when they want to do another car company, they're going to have to do another software integration. So if there's a standard for app connectivity, they're going to do the app developer is going to do one integration, and they're going to be compatible with all of the OEMs that support it. So it's a benefit for the developer as well, which is something we definitely support.
Which is based on what Microsoft's doing with the Xbox One, the Windows platform, and the Windows phone. It gives the developers to code it in one form and send it out.
Sure, yes. So. Yep, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That way they can focus on, like you said, connecting with the home.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice and cool when I get home after getting up for work.
And when it's 80 degrees out in San Diego, you just say, hey, AC on, there it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like how you said that, DeLorean. Yeah.
That's I can't take credit for that. That's our CEO's line. You don't like to name don't want to name names when you're saying who's going to do what, so DeLorean's the one that's going
to
do it.
Well, they are trying to make a comeback, apparently. So.
Yep. Yeah, I heard about that.
See how that pays out.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Ah, dang.
DeLorean, really?
Yeah.
So, Back to the Future Part 4?
I don't know. Back in the Future 2 was wrong. Should already have like those self-lacing shoes and those.
I don't know. Will they build a fine Doc Brown to do it again?
Oh,
well, will Michael J. Fox want to come back and reprise that role? Actually, I think he would.
Probably would.
Who wouldn't?
All right. So I mean, you've definitely got a great platform going here. We're definitely excited to see where things are going with this.
Thank you.
Have you had a chance to walk around the floor and check out any of the other?
Yeah, I've walked around a little bit. Generally, we're pretty busy here with meetings, and I've got a lot going on. So, you know, a couple months ago, we were obviously acquired by Ford to actually push. Ford is backing us doing this connectivity standard. So this was really the place for us to take all of our meetings and really try and proliferate the standard there, because we have access to everybody here now.
It's based off of Android, right?
So the reference design that we did that's actually in the vehicle here is based off of Android. But our platform, so we have on the device side, Android library and iOS libraries, obviously, for those developers to integrate.
Yeah.
And then on the hardware side, we are very platform agnostic. So we write our libraries in C or C++. This one was obviously written in Java because it's an Android head unit. So that piece of it is very agnostic, and you can, you know, you can port it everywhere, which is the idea.
That's
good.
Yep.
So, well, as far as anything that you've seen online that just piques your interest, what do you think about those foldable TVs?
Bendable TVs.
Screens.
Oh, man. It's a cool idea. I think it's really just a demonstration, or it's really an engineer. I think it's an engineering exercise. I think it's something like, you know, we want to try and do this. It looks good, you know.
It does.
If you go look at the 70-inch OLED curved screen TV, it's obviously going to look good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're very cool. I don't think I'll have one in my living room anytime soon.
I'm afraid that for me it would be like, you know, when we have those clickable pens, like I always have them, I'm always like clicking them back and forth. I feel like I'm going to be sitting in my living room and just bending and unbending the TV.
Until it breaks.
Like, damn it.
Yeah,
definitely.
We were out there looking at it. I mean, it looks nice, but you just don't really, I couldn't see a difference when it was bent versus straight, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I paid that much attention to try and really see it. It looks good.
It does look good.
I think aesthetically it looks very good. I'm not sure if the picture quality becomes better by bending the screen.
From what we saw, I'd say it about the same.
I know. It was right in front of the table. About maybe 2-3 feet away.
It looks cool.
I'd love to take up a 110-inch TV, though.
Well, so one thing I learned this year, I guess, to see the benefits of a 4K TV, you actually have to have 80 inches of a TV and be standing 10 feet away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's that was news to me. I don't actually know if that's true, so don't quote me on that. But
well, kind of makes sense, because like some phones now, like mine, I have a Galaxy Note 3, has a 1080p screen at 5.7 inches.
Right.
My last one didn't have 1080p, and I look at my new one, I'm like, well, it looks nicer, but I can't really tell much. I mean, it's 5.7 inches, I think what I know.
Exactly.
It's nice.
Yeah, you'd have to get some serious content on there that would actually showcase it.
Yeah.
You're not likely to get that on the phone, so.
Yep, exactly.
Heck, with that, I'm more worried about having a place to put 80 inches of TV.
I'll just say I'm happy with my 55-inch LED 120Hz frame TV.
I'm happy with mine too. I can't say I switched the 3D on ever though.
3D was something that almost kind of went downhill real fast.
Yeah,
it's still there, but it hasn't really caught on the market yet. I think they're still a few years away from actually getting that, where they actually can actually grab the market share with that to actually make it a feasible technology.
Yeah.
I mean, as it is, most TVs, you gotta have the glasses. There's a few that you can do without glasses, but
yeah,
they're not interchangeable, and I don't know.
All that good stuff.
I don't think we're quite ready for that to be mainstream yet, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Leave that for the theaters.
Yeah. I think a big part of it, just it's a whole lifestyle thing, you know, just making life easier. Because you can only get the TV that's so big or looks so good. At some point, it's like, okay, I need to make my life better. How can I make my life better?
Yeah.
And that's like, you know,
keeping it simple.
But simple, like, you know, Olivia's doing, trying to make sure that, you know, everything in car is integrated, it can do more, and then preparing things for you when you get home.
Yeah.
Like, just taking, you know, some of the steps away from.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think eventually I'll get myself a 4K TV. By that time, the 8K TVs will be standard, but you know.
Yeah, I think by the time I need a new TV, I don't even know what's going to be out.
Half the price of the 4K TV will be just like, what, maybe under $1,000 for a 55-inch?
Right.
Hey, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah. We're talking about getting, like, Lenovo's releasing a 4K monitor for about $800.
Yeah.
So 2K, 4K, so you can toggle it off and on, but for that price, for a 28-inch?
28 inches, yeah.
For under $1,000, I'm happy with that.
That's a very good price point, so.
Yeah.
Definitely,
won't be in 2 years. It'll be a joke.
Yeah, right.
I just bought my Samsung about 2 years ago, so I'm so happy.
Yeah. I remember, like, my first LCD monitor cost me $800, and it was 18 inches.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to see the 8K TV yet, so I don't know how that really compares to the 4K.
Is there one here?
Somebody has one, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't know who it is.
Toshiba has a 5K TV.
They have a 5K?
Yeah. Remember, we visited that a couple of days ago. It looks the same, in my opinion.
I'm like, how much more detail can you show me on something? I think I see it all. Like, when were you going to...
I think it was... I forget who it was, but somebody actually has a... I guess they're... I don't know if they're going to try to push it or not, but it's like a successor to Blu-ray. Red Ray. I know, I can't say
Red
it.
Ray.
Hey, come down, Michael Bay.
I'm out of here.
Folks, if you haven't seen it yet, it's probably on YouTube right now.
It's probably been on YouTube, like a jillion hits by now. So funny.
He gets so emotional as he walks away. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that was nuts. The teleprompter stopped working, you know. Of course, I had problems with the teleprompter at the WWE event, too, so, you know, they're never...
It's called misspelling.
Yeah.
And they play it off well. They didn't walk off the stage.
Yeah, they know how to play it off.
I heard it was a typography issue. He didn't like the Helvetica New, which I'm a big fan of that font, so I don't know what his issue was.
Well, now we're getting into that type of... I demanded this... I said Times New Roman.
Times New Roman, font 8, underscore everything.
What? Triple space, because I'm kind of blind.
There are some fonts you can put on there, nobody would ever read it, because nobody knows what they are, you know?
Yeah.
Next time somebody goes, hey, I want Halo font, size 16, underscore everything. What?
Sure.
What was the old one back in the, I think you can still find it, but it's like a wing dad.
Yeah, the wing dings.
Wing
dings,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it just didn't mean anything.
No. What are you trying to do here?
It's called Moon Man language, someone understands it.
You know, for those that are doing the cryptic coding and so forth, sure, right?
Right. It's been fun. You know, it's
pushing a lot of good stuff out here. You know, Pioneer's got their new next,
next
systems that look pretty sweet.
Next executive right there. We've had the whole lineup too as well. New amplifiers, new subs.
Yeah, it's been a good show.
XI3's got their new Piston gaming console. I mean,
yeah, as big as this microphone. I mean, as big as the microphone, maybe a little wider, a little taller.
Yeah, take your Starbucks coffee cup, you know, and yeah, you've got a gaming system.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about gaming, one thing that I wouldn't mind is if the... So you know how they have the integration with the tablets now? So you get like Xbox Smart Glass or whatever. I'm still waiting for... I want to be playing my game on the TV, and I want to see like my inventory or my setup on my tablet. And I want to be like, I picked up something, and I want to deal with it on my tablet so that I can...
The Wii U kind of does that with the gamepad. There are some games that take advantage of
that. But he wants it for
an actual
Xbox.
Yeah,
yeah. See, so I was excited when I got this phone. I'm like, this is huge enough. I can just see things on here and just change them around.
Yeah, exactly.
Just hitting start, running the menu, moving it around with the...
If you're playing Call of Duty, I need to change my loadout real fast on the fly.
Yeah.
I don't need to press start or my sensitivity.
I know they were talking about doing that, but I think it's only through the web-based app right now.
Right. It is web based.
No, like the second screen thing seems to be like immediate. It should just be there and boom, 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 done.
I think they're ways off in real time on that. So
yeah,
be nice, but
switched my sniper loadout, changed my sensitivity.
Yeah, right. Up and down, turn it. What color you want your crosshair to be? Yeah. You want to be exactly. A happy face? You want to have a little buddy right in the middle?
Hey, I like smiley face.
Yep, I like the smiley face.
You want the Half-Life symbol in the middle?
I'm allowed.
Yeah, and everybody seems to be partnering with the Oculus Rift right now. We've seen them at Intel, AMD.
Yes.
XI3 had them out.
Yeah, they were a Kickstarter, right?
Yeah.
Now they're huge.
Yeah, they're huge now.
Yeah, they're.
That's pretty cool. They're doing some awesome stuff.
Yeah, I got to play with that a little bit with AMD with their True Sound technology as well. So I mean, you can't really tell you're not in there other than the graphics aren't perfect yet. But
right.
You know, it's pretty sweet technology.
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
Looking forward to seeing how that comes out.
Yes.
So, yep.
AMD has been talking about a lot of great processing improvements too. So
how about their 12 core CPU?
192 core Tegra.
Jeez.
Yes. Was that the K1 or the?
Yeah, the K1.
Yeah, sorry.
It'll be funny. Yeah. You turn it on, you still have liquid cooling, it blows up. Oh, holy crap!
Well, apparently AMD is actually using a different architecture on some of the new chips coming out.
Really?
So it's actually not going to be your x86 format, architecture anymore. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm not sure how that's working out because I haven't seen the actual reference for it or anything, but it sounds very exciting. I mean, 12 cores, you got four to six cores on the CPU, and the rest are all GPU cores that are actually working in tandem, basically.
Yeah. I'm guessing the instruction set is going to be completely different, so it'll be a lot more efficient.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
As opposed to building it off of an old architecture on a new hardware platform.
Yeah,
it sounded like their press conference was one to be at. They're showing off some amazing technology.
Yeah.
Intel on the other side, it sounded like they were showing off stuff we've all seen before. Just
the past several years.
And I'm sitting there reading the press conference like, video technology, put your webcam up and change the background behind you. I'm like, wait a minute, I did that, 10 years ago with my QuickCam, Logitech QuickCam,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wasn't it a scene that was, they were raving about that?
Yeah, I was like, really?
Hey, it's pretty cool that I can move stuff with my fingers. I'm sure Intel made that happen somehow.
Yeah, Intel is working on that, the gesture control on your computer. AMD's working on that too. AMD's actually been debating on that a little longer because they've been working with Microsoft and PS4, Sony with the PS4, which had that integrated in there. But you also got, I can't remember the company, but it's another company that's been working with HP on that for a number of years now, and they're actually getting ready to integrate it into their laptops. I've already seen similar technology in Samsung's that are not quite there yet, but they put it in there anyways.
It's getting there.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, you can be able to control it just moving your hand around.
Every year we kind of see where everything is going until the next year when we come back.
Wave your hand at the screen and hope it responds.
Yeah, I'd like to do that when I come home late at night after we head in the bar.
Yeah. I think the problem with that, your screens are going to be, getting too small for some of those. I think you need more real estate. But
maybe.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. So.
Technology just advances every year, especially around this time of the year, CES time.
Yeah. It
gets a whole lot crazier.
People carrying around big phones.
Yeah.
People carrying around outdated phones.
Well, you actually have who was it made actually the actual tablet that you can use as a phone?
Asus.
Asus.
Yeah.
Really?
So it has like a 7 inches.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It was like the old Dell ones. I remember like several years ago. Remember that, George? The old Dell.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I still feel kind of funny when I go like this. I feel like this is too big on when I put my N03 to my head. I feel like this thing is big.
Yeah.
Imagine a tablet around my head.
It's basically what that is.
Yeah. I was hoping somebody would make an announcement on the successor to the SSD so we get better performance. But
I don't know if we need better performance on that one yet.
Yeah, it's like an SSD. Like,
yeah.
I'm so happy with mine.
Yeah. I still have new computer syndrome, and my new computer is like a year and a half old at this point.
I always get mine has an SSD in it. Call it a day,
Yeah.
Like that's the best. I think that's the best upgrade I ever did. Well, I did it like the last decade, where you just notice how much faster it was.
Yeah, by far. I agree. Completely.
Yeah, I mean, Kingston just announced they're taking their SSDs to 1 terabyte now.
Oh, cool.
There's a few other companies been doing that.
Kingston,
yeah.
They're the ones ahead of things, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they got some good technology out there. Their HyperX series are really good. Their SSD now. They're more mainstream.
It's getting there too as well.
Still better than a mainstream SSD. Still better than almost any other high-end regular hard drive.
Yeah.
agree.
Better than I thought, you know, the 10,000 RPM Raptor hard drive.
Back in the day. Yeah, those Raptor drives were the business back in the day.
Yeah, the Raptors.
Not anymore.
I guess Western Digital is still going with the Raptor technology, even though they got the new black drives that are hybrid.
Yes.
That are actually outperforming those, but they cost less. So I'm not sure why they're keeping the Raptor around.
Yeah,
some people,
sure.
Some people want the high pitched
like
whining
classic.
Sound.
Well, you can write right? more. You can write a lot more to the actual hard drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the Raptors are a little higher capacity. I think you can get the black hybrid up to a terabyte right now.
Right. Well, so like an SSD has a very limited lifetime compared to a normal hard drive.
Yeah.
Like you can only write to it so many times, like so many million of times.
Yeah. Which most of us probably won't get there. But.
Right. Exactly.
Definitely exciting. So.
Yep.
It's always an exciting time. So it's only when you go back and you start seeing all these announcements or when people are telling you, hey, this thing is coming out, and you're like, yeah, I saw that. Come on.
I can see it now. All my friends at work, hey, man, this is so cool. I'm like, yeah, I saw it. I touched it. I was there.
Exactly.
Tell me something new. Get out of here.
That sounds like you're talking about something else.
Yeah, there's just so much going on here. It's very hard to really keep track of everything, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've probably seen things that are like, wow, that's cool, and then 2 seconds later, oh, that's cool. What was that I was looking at?
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do it. Not have short attention spans here.
You think this year or last year had more phone cases?
This year.
Ooh.
I think this year.
This is my first year coming here, but looking at every other vendor has so much new phone cases.
For the most part, more this year. I mean, you've got... Just here in the North Hall here, we've got tons of cases out here. But we get up to South Hall and there's even more. I'm like, really?
We
have at least like two backpacks full of phones, cases.
Oh yeah, you guys got samples.
Yeah. So it's like
here you go, you guys. We're like, okay.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to get this guy at least one case for every day of the year, you know?
Yes.
For every day of the
year. Black, different shades of black.
Yeah, there's different shades of black, guys.
There's faded black, there's flat black, there's gloss black, there's...
Matte black.
There's matte black.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different headphones coming out this day, you know.
I think there's more headphones than there are cases, almost. There's so
it's
many
getting
headphones.
Close, yeah.
Everybody's making headphones.
50 Cent's showing off his headphones out here.
Yeah, I saw that. My brother, who's at home, actually texted me a picture of that before I saw it. So he got to that one before I did.
You know, Beats is announcing new headphones.
Typical.
I know Monster's not is moving away from manufacturing for Beats. I'm not sure how their quality is gonna, you know, change or on that. But
they're probably like a different company.
I'm sure they're gonna keep the same quality, but you know.
But it's not probably as good. It's not as good as Monster's quality.
I like Monster better, just quite frankly. I've always been happy with their products. You know.
Same here.
You know, you go get the DNAs, they're as good as the studio, you know, Beats. You know, but.
I'm a Sennheiser user.
They got some good stuff too.
Good.
So. Yeah. I actually still have a pair of the old school Shure earbuds.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Shure was
back before the whole earbud and headphone market just exploded, you know.
Yeah.
And those things still are darn near as good as the current Beats you can get. So.
Yeah.
I'm still a Bose user.
The noise canceling.
Oh yeah.
Bose has some
great
stuff still too.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
I haven't really seen them innovating as much lately though.
It's been the same anyway, so.
And there's not much you can do with the headphone market anyways, or speakers. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit here and there, but.
Change the color, change the material they use around the ears, that's about it.
Don't forget, get endorsements.
Well, there was that, who was that? They would actually change the actual speaker design. So instead of actually having the cone vibrating the sound, it was actually, how do they do that? It was,
It went through your bones.
Well, no, this was an actual speaker.
Oh, then I don't know.
They were showing it this other day, and I can't remember how they did it now. But it was actually really interesting, because you actually got a richer sound without using the typical
The cone and the...
You know, cone,
The cone, the magnet, the...
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool.
Definitely.
Well, it was an awesome time, and can't wait to come back again.
Next year. I am flying next year.
Where'd you drive from?
San Diego.
Nice.
It's only about 4 hours, but still, it's...
3 hours, 55 minutes, that's my best drive over here.
Sorry, man, shoot. I round up.
Mr. Speed Racer.
Yeah, rental car racer.
Cool, right? That's been awesome. Cool. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Yeah, definitely, that was fun.
Cool, can't wait to do it again next year.
Yep, sounds
Stay
good.
Stay tuned for the updates from for CES, Livio, and everybody else.
See what I did there? See what I did there?